Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indonesia's police chief says a suicide attack outside a police building in Surabaya today was carried out by a family of five, including an eight-year-old child. That young child survived and is now recovering. The attack in the country's second-largest city comes a day after a family of six suicide bombers, including teens and children, targeted three churches, killing at least 13, wounding 41 others also in Surabaya. Greg Feely is an Australian National University scholar.
This is unprecedented, certainly in the history of Indonesian jihadism, to have an entire family martyr itself. And I think the decision made by the two parents that they would involve particularly their young daughters in the bombing of the church, which the mother undertook.
Police blame the attack at the church on an Islamic-inspired group. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Saturday night stabbing in Paris carried out by a Chechen-born French citizen. One person died, four were wounded. France has been on high alert following a string of attacks, the deadliest of which in Paris in 2015 left 130 people dead in attacks targeting the city's nightlife. Sarah Gauss works in a cafe near Saturday's attack.
I was in the kitchen, I was bringing food out, and then we heard gunfire, two gunshots, and we didn't know if it was the police or if it was someone else. And I dropped to the floor, and I felt like I was there for like 5 minutes. And the whole restaurant, we all dropped to the floor.
French President Emmanuel Macron said France would not, in his words, yield an inch to the enemies of freedom. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say security forces battled a group of attackers who stormed a government building in the eastern city of Jalalabad for hours in a coordinated assault that killed many, wounded dozens more. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting.
An hours-long gun battle in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday began with a car bomb exploding at the state accounts office in Jalalabad and ended with 15 people dead and 42 wounded. After the explosion, officials say a coordinated assault of about six attackers armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades rushed the building. There were multiple blasts during a resulting gunfight with security forces, which lasted most of Sunday. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a busy part of the city, including a school where about 1,000 girls were trapped during the fight. It's the latest high-profile attack that has killed and wounded hundreds of civilians this year.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, appearing on the program Fox News Sunday, said and spoke about the possibility of helping North Korea improve its economy.
We can create conditions for real economic prosperity for the North Korean people that will rival that of the South. And that is our expectation. It won't be U.S. taxpayers. It will be American know-how, knowledge, entrepreneurs, and risk-takers working alongside the North Korean people to create a robust economy.
U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Congress could approve economic aid for Pyongyang. He spoke on the CBS program Face the Nation.
Be the best money we ever spent. If you could really get North Korea to give up their nuclear program, then I think there'd be a lot of support in Congress to give North Korea a better life. Provide aid, relieve sanctions with one condition, that you give up your nuclear weapons program in a verifiable way.
White House goal for the June 12th summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump in Singapore is to set out terms of denuclearization. United States officially relocates its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem today in a move sharply opposed by Palestinians and large portions of the international community. It comes as Israel marks its Independence Day and the 70th anniversary of the creation of the State of Israel. Officials in Hawaii have called for more evacuations. They say a lot more lava coming out of Kilauea. Volcanologist Janet Babb says it could start spitting out more than just lava.
It could explode a lot of ash into the air, and if it's vigorous enough, it could even push ballistic fragments, football size or larger fragments of rock into the air.
Volcano began erupting on May 3rd. Scientists say they have no idea how long it will continue eruptions. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's